Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Good Thursday morning, everybody. John and Lance. What day is today? Wait a minute. Today's Wednesday.
And Lance isn't here.
Man, what a start.
Yeah, you're great today.
I'm a little hungover, so. All right, so that's just how it's going to go. All right. I do have my cool Seattle Seahawks shirt on today.
Why do you have a Zoe. Okay, never mind.
Zoe's back after the draft.
So explains you being hungover.
Brought the gear.
You being hungover.
Boy.
And you have gear. It's because Zoe's in town.
Zoe didn't have anything to do with the hangover, but he does have something to do with the Seahawks gear that I'll be wearing every day now. All right? Because that's my guy. So, bigger story. The Texans host the Jags week one, or the Astros, the McCullers versus Shohei Ohtani matchup last night.
Depends on what station you're on.
Well, obviously. on 610, today, I don't even want to go. You know what? All the stuff that's going to be on the
keyboards and everything.
Oh, it's going to look like Stan's dad or whoever's dad. Whose dad was that?
It's Stan's dad. It's Randy.
Randy Martin. Yeah, Randy. As he's looking at his computer.
Do you think the entire lead up to the schedule will be them using the Jags Texans week one to just get themselves primed for the schedule release?
You think they'll be edging all week towards the rest of the schedule?
All day at least.
All day?
Yeah.
Towards the rest of the schedule?
Yes.
Well, I will say this. It's not a bad move by the league to give the Jags at the Texans week one, since it'll actually have, there will be something interesting in the game for the rest of the country, right? The debut of Trevor Lawrence.
Yes, it'll be a reason to actually put some eyes on the Texans once.
Do you think that they're giving the Jags at Texans week one, the early game, so Trevor Lawrence gets off to a great start and people get excited about him?
I feel like you're looking at it the wrong way. The league knows the Texans are considered the worst franchise in their league right now. So why wouldn't you give them a chance to start off 1-0 and start to build some excitement?
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
No?
I think it's,
you don't think so?
Trevor Lawrence, they want Trevor Lawrence to be a big, big star.
Uh-huh.
And they want him to get off to a great start so everybody's excited about the huge game that he had. And look at Trevor Lawrence. He's a pro, and he's going to be a star in this league. And look at his hair.
And Urban Meyer as well, his debut.
It's not just Trevor, it's Urban Meyer. Yeah.
And also, Tim Tebow catches a touchdown, which they can run the highlights for that over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, you talk about huge, huge. Actually, it's not a bad start. I would have started that as a Monday night game.
I thought they would put them on Thursday night.
Yeah. No, that
the Jags text
to get it out of the way.
Get it out of the way.
Well, yeah. Or Monday night to get them their
I thought you get You get
you have it. To have a Thursday. Game.
You have to, you don't have to have a Monday. You have you do yeah, have to
you
have,
do have to have a Thursday.
Yeah,
but I think it would have been a perfect, you know, the early Monday night game. Don't they play at 4 o'clock now on Monday night?
They do that and for the West Coast teams. It feels like 4 o'clock there.
Yeah. It's a 4 o'clock game there. So I just think that they missed an opportunity here to get the Texans out of the way. And you're right. Thursday night would have been very attractive for that week one game, because Trevor Lawrence on Thursday night, people would want to see it.
Except, don't they save the Thursday night for like a premier matchup? That would have to be a week two game. They're not going to play.
It would have been, yeah, because the first Thursday night game is the defending champ, right?
Generally. Or
yeah.
Something that means something. And So we're talking about this because the week one schedule is out.
Why wouldn't you want the Texans to kick off the season with the band outside and the Thursday night, and we're starting a new season, and look at the Texans are going to be in the forefront of everybody, and everybody's going
to... Or you can do what the league decided to do, have the Bucs host the Cowboys.
That's what they're doing?
Yes.
Bucs are hosting the Cowboys?
With Dak back and celebrating a title. Yes, that's what the Bucs are celebrating, the title. But Dak is back, and the Cowboys are in town. So, yes, that's what they've chosen.
Do you feel for that Zach could be, his life could be in danger?
Dak?
Dak's life could be in danger because, having a walker.
He's not going to be out there with a walker.
You don't think he's going to have a walker?
No.
One of those one with the tennis balls
I don't think they'll clear him to play if that's what he has to do to get on the field.
Well, I don't feel good about that defensive line and Dak all getting together for that game. I mean,
it's not a great way to start.
No. And, it'd be nice. Well, I don't know. If the Cowboys season ends that night, oh, well. No one cares.
It ends that night.
It could end that night.
I don't know if he'll go back to back season ending injuries. In gameplay, like out and then out again. That would be very dramatic and poor spending for the Cowboys. If that's much like Verlander spending for the Astros, two games and now you're paying him what? Well, in Dak's case, about $40+ million now.
Yeah. Texans and Jags in week one, surprisingly the noon game. Well, not really surprisingly. No. The Steelers at the Bills.
I can't wait for the announcing crew. The point where we're like at the sixth team on CBS now?
Yeah.
It is Trevor and Urban and Tebow. Does that balance it out?
It's the sixth team. There's no question.
Is Spiro Aditis coming to town
or something? No, it's the seventh team because there's seven
Greg
games
Olson,
on
maybe?
CBS.
Is Greg Olson on Fox or CBS?
Oh, no, he's on Fox, yeah. He's with Terry and Strahan.
Yeah, I'm just hoping.
Where's the old Bills wide receiver?
Steve Tasker.
He's got to be the seventh team now.
If he's still at CBS, I'm sure he's coming to town.
There's seven. So there's seven CBS games that day. So we get the seventh team. There's no question. The Jets at Panthers. Cardinals at Titans, Chargers at the Washington football
Jets
team.
Jets at Panthers?
Jets at Panthers.
So ooh, Sam Darnold, Sam, old quarterback versus new quarterback?
Oh, how about a little
revenge game?
I like that. That's not a bad
matchup.
That's
not bad.
Nice job, NFL.
Cardinals at Titans? Any significance there? No.
Not really.
No. Chargers at Washington?
No.
Browns at Chiefs? That's not bad. That's an afternoon game. Yeah. That's not a bad way to start. And then the Dolphins and Patriots.
Yeah, we'll see. Obviously, Tua will start as long as he's healthy, and then we'll see if Mac Jones is starting for the two Alabama quarterbacks might face each other, or it could be Cam Newton. We'll see.
Didn't the Browns and Chiefs meet in the postseason?
They met in the AFC divisional round.
Divisional round, yeah. And I think the Chiefs won that one, if
yes,
I remember correctly.
They did.
Yeah, since
they made the Super Bowl.
They were in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So that happened this morning, and then we'll get the rest of the schedule out today as they'll trickle it out. But the big story last night, how about our team?
How about Lance McCullers?
Did you see his post-game shirt?
I saw you comment on it. You said he was missing a letter.
He is missing a letter. It was funny. I put out, if you're following me on Twitter, you can see it. You can see the shirt that he was wearing. I thought, that's odd. That's different. I didn't think that they would really appreciate that. But his head is in the way. It says your F, and then his head blocks the next letter, and then it's CKING doing it underneath it. So I think that's a play off of Just Do It. Right?
Probably.
Just Do It?
Yeah.
And he's saying you're
bleeping doing,
doing it.
Yeah.
You're bleeping doing it.
And his head allows it to be, I guess, a clean shirt because we couldn't figure out what it actually says.
Yeah. And it's a wife beater.
What? No, you can't say that anymore, John. We're in a new era.
Well, what do you call him?
A tank.
A Dago tee?
No.
It's not a Dago tee.
That's not worse than the first one, but it's not great. But you can say it, I guess. We like to say tank top. John, We say tank.
I believe they're known on the packaging as athletic shirts.
Yes.
Is that what they're called?
Yes. Yeah.
That's what they're called now, athletic shirts?
Well, I mean, that's what it says on, like, Hanes packaging of them.
Uh-oh. We no longer say.
He and Carlos both, you know, they're boys. He and Carlos are boys.
Yes.
He and Carlos both like to put, they like their athletic shirts so that they can show off the guns. They like to show the guns off. And I didn't know Lance was all inked up like this.
Yeah, they're both all.
Yeah, Carlos got a whole sleeve of ink, and Lance got a bunch of ink as well. I didn't realize that. But I thought it was a little. I don't know that the Astros. You're bleeping doing it is a great shirt for the, you know, for the kids on Zoom. I don't know. But it certainly is, you know, I think that they would have probably, Lance, how about an Astros shirt? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great to have an Astros shirt?
So, you've paid me. I don't have to listen to anything you say now.
That's true.
I got all your money.
That's right.
Don't you worry.
You think he could afford sleeves now?
I think it's done on purpose. Okay. I don't think it's because he doesn't have the money for it.
We used to have producers here that couldn't afford regular clothes. I don't know. You don't know what Lance is spending on his clothes.
You think Lance McCullers is in the same tax bracket as a part-time producer we discussed before the show started?
Yeah.
You think they're doing the same things?
I don't think they're in the same tax bracket per se, but maybe they spend the same amount on their clothes.
I got to believe Lance spends more on hair product than that dude spends on t-shirts.
Well, no, true. He may have a point. Lance may have gotten that shirt for free, and
well, that's
our producer
likely.
May have actually spent more money on the shirt than
that's
Lance
true
got.
See that was weird. I mean, you bring him up because you mentioned holes in his shirt, but he would wear holes in his shirt. He'd have the wrinkled khaki shorts
or like mesh shorts
or mesh depending on what he felt. Maybe one a little bit more casual than normal, so he would wear the mesh shorts, and then he'd wear the Sperry's, and I'm like, I don't understand
doesn't
this.
Look at yeah.
I don't get this at all.
So how about this? How about that matchup, man? It was unbelievable. And everybody's, you know, Shohei Ohtani's having a great year. Mm-hmm. It's like he's on pace for 140-plus strikeouts. He's on pace for 40 home runs. Buster only was on the show before us, and he said, you know, he said, this is Babe Ruth-esque what Ohtani is doing, and he is just, it's filthy. You know, other than that Kyle Tucker opposite field, it was just 10 strikeouts, one walk, just gave up that one run over 7 innings, just 4 hits. But Lance was just as good, 8 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned run, a solo shot there, 2 walks, and 9 strikeouts. I mean, you want to talk about a great pitching matchup.
I was thankful for both those guys.
Yeah, it was quick.
It was
the exact opposite of Monday's game.
Yeah, I was like, guys, thank you.
That was the fastest game that they played all season.
Yes, yes. I mean, you talk about great. Wow. And then coming up with the big hits in the 8th inning. Now they're starting to string together some late comebacks. They're starting to put together some late rallies to win games late. And obviously, Brantley with the big hit, knocking in Altuve, but then Yuli ended it with the 3-run homer. And it was just, and then Presley came in. We got plenty of sound. Dusty said, you know, I told McCullers, he said before the game, I wanted to, from you to Presley, I can't afford to have anybody else in the game today. So McCullers got that job done and looked really, really good. He's got his ERA down to 3.10 and with a couple of bad starts. And boy, when he's on, when he's good, he is really good.
It's everything when he does what he did last night, it's like, this is speaks to that, the stuff he has, his ability. It's like, yeah, this is the guy that you feel more than happy to give what $17 million a year to.
Yeah.
It's like, maybe he's underpaid.
Yeah. Well, it's funny though. I was watching, Marcus Stroman last night. Well, you know, highlights of him. They were talking about him on MLB, TV. And I was like, no, that's $17 million. Well, Lance McCullers goes, watch this $17 million.
Yeah, I mean,
those are two guys, and you know what? $17 million buys you some good pitching.
Now we broke it down. We went through who was getting what the numbers say as far as what type of pitcher you'll get, and we were surprised by, because initially it's kind of sticker shock, that for Lance, and you're like, you figure out, yeah, that That is what the going rate is for Lance, a guy of Lance McCullers' stature. And we always known Lance McCullers, whether it be because of injury or just lack of durability in game because he couldn't find the strike zone. This is a guy who probably was pitching below his talent level. And you can see it on a night like last night that the Astros, because of his past performances, maybe got a deal if he continues to pitch that way.
If he pitches like this, if he pitches like this, they got one of the best deals in baseball. Along with Marcus Stroman is looking really good as well. Yeah. So $17 million does pay for some good pitching. All right, we're just getting started. Lance Zierlein was on the show before ours. We'll hear from him and see what y'all think about what he said about the city of Houston and our Stars. If you missed that, we've got it coming your way next right here on ESPN 97.5. In the meantime, I'm talking about Doc Linville right now. I texted him yesterday, see what he's doing today. I'm a little busy, okay? I'm putting hair on people's heads, okay? So you can stop. No, do you want to play golf stuff? Because I'm busy. I'm busy making sure the people in the city of Houston have hair. That's what Doc Linville is saying. Doc Linville is not only doing that, he's doing all kinds of plastic surgery. If your wife is looking for any plastic surgery whatsoever, then I would go to Doc Linville. He is awesome. But guys, the neo-grafting, Fred, did you see Fred yesterday? Fred took his hat. He cut his hair like a normal haircut.
Okay.
And he looked, and it was like, oh, my gosh. And Brandon sent me a picture and said, "This, you need to have Doc Linville have a poster of this. This is what it looks like when you replace hair. And it looks great. Fred looks great. And all you got to do is go to 975hair.com, and you can look like Fred. 975hair.com. It is unbelievable how much hair and how good it looks. If you're looking for hair, guys, 975hair.com.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. The Affordable Care Act continues to be a complex regulation, and employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. 718 ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. So, on the show before ours, they were talking about sports stars in cities, right? That was the topic? The topic was, you know, what...
It was basically they're doing some promotion throughout like all the markets. What three athletes could walk into a restaurant and get the last table at the most popular restaurant just based on them walking in?
Right. And, well, yeah, outside of their city?
I'm not sure.
That's what the conversation turned into.
Yeah, it turned into.
It turned into, because Buster Olney was on, he compared the Astros to Barry Bonds, who Barry Bonds was loved in San Francisco and booed everywhere. But he also sold tickets in every other city, which the Astros are doing as well. The Astros are selling tickets in other cities because people want to come see him and boo him and hate on him. So that it is, that's a pretty good comparison. Hadn't thought about that before Buster Olney said that this morning. But Lance, who's on vacation, was on with the boys and talking about this subject with the city of Houston.
And what we're doing is the top three players currently playing in that market. And, I mean, we really don't know exactly what.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, that we will get to in one second. Oh, but you know, we talk about what are the, you know. Like, what are we basing it on? And I think we're agreeing that it's last table in the best restaurant. You'd get it, right? Those guys would get it.
Yeah,
you have to be good. Like, you can't suck, but you have to be somebody that the fans love. But you also have that kind of magnetism that in your market, you can go anywhere and, as they say, not have to buy dinner or not have to pay for a drink, right? That kind of thing.
Yes.
Right? That famous, that well-known, that well-loved. All right, so we go to Houston. And as Jay said so well, Houston, we have a problem, because if we did this a year ago, the list might be different. Right? It might be different. If we did it 2 years ago, it would be different. So let's go to Lance Zierlein, ESPN 97.5 in Houston, who joins us right now on the Goodyear Hotline. So, Lance, we certainly have our take on what's going on in Houston and how quickly things have flipped there. But let's start with your list of your top three right now in Houston.
Yeah, as you guys mentioned, I had to ask the producer, Evan. I said, hey, do they have to be currently playing? I mean, can I throw Hakeem Olajuwon in? But this is a pretty weak list now that I'm looking at it. And you're right. It looks substantially different. I think, okay, so I'm a sports guy and a food guy. So I take this very seriously about getting into the restaurant. And I think number three, we'll start with Justin Verlander. Now, when you say Justin Verlander, he didn't play last year. He hurt the elbow, and he hasn't played this year. He played last year one game, and he was done. But Justin Verlander still has that cachet from the World Series, not to mention the Cade Upton thing. I mean, look, let's be honest. I probably should have put him first since he's got Cade Upton there, too. That's probably number one. But we'll throw him number three because he's not actually playing. Now, I have, as an aside, I have actually bought him a bottle of wine after a bottle of champagne after he won a Super Bowl. Me and a friend of mine sent one over to his table when they were at a restaurant where we were eating that night. So, yeah, he gets that kind of love in the city of Houston still, even though he wasn't there. He's only been there a few years. Number two, I said Jose Altuve. And listen, Altuve would not have hit the list last year. And I have never even seen him out except at charity events. So I don't even know if Jose Altuve goes out. But if Altuve goes out, he still has a lot of love from fans. And he could get that last table. I don't think that would be a hard time. So Jose Altuve is definitely on the list. And I'd say number one, based on what he did last year in the playoffs and kind of how he's grown in stature over the last 5 years, is Carlos Correa. He also, Daniela's beautiful wife, was Miss Texas or Teen Texas. She's got some pageant she's won as well. And Correa's got an MMA podcast with pitcher Lance McCullers. And Correa's got that magnetism. Correa's the guy who will be able to go in. If he ends up in a big city, when and if he leaves Houston, he'll have that cachet to walk into the big restaurants at some point as well and get the last table in a city even larger than Houston. So I think Carlos Correa would be number one. But, you know, I got to be honest, if I'd done this list just 1 year ago, I'm not sure any of those three guys hit the list.
Amazing.
And I couldn't come up with a rocket this year. It's impossible. You can't throw a rocket on. None of those guys can get in a restaurant. So stay out.
I want to play a game.
Oladipo, Lance?
He's not
on the team.
He's not even there anymore.
Wow. Yeah, like we...
That is it. Of course, it ends with an NBA.
Catch up, Jay. You're a basketball guy.
A basketball guy not knowing that guy no longer plays on the. In fact, no longer plays. Hasn't played a game for the Heat in like.
Well, you a casual
month and a half. You almost.
Well, and then they were gonna play the game. Hey, let's name a rocket and see if he's still on the team and if you know about him or not. That the Blitz did two weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one would
know Christian Wood if he walked. I mean, because he's tall, they might go, "You're a rocket."
I think the only recognizable rocket right now is probably Kelly Olynyk.
Probably because of his hair.
Yeah, because of his hair. He's a tall white guy. Like, yeah.
and even if Oladipo was on the roster, he's not getting the last table at a restaurant.
No, he's not getting the
Once
last.
Once again, thing. The national nationally overestimating what Oladipo last has been or
year
is.
At this time. None of those guys would have been on. It would have been JJ, Deshaun, and Harden.
Yeah. You would have had a superstar trio that could have matched anyone.
Yeah.
And now you've got a bunch of baseball players.
I don't
players.
Know that I agree. I don't know. I think Bregman might. I think
over he, which one? Which player? Altuve?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe over. Maybe. I don't know. Altuve's loved. Maybe over Verlander.
Verlander does have the supermodel wife.
Yeah, he does. I don't know. I think I would have gone Bregman in there somewhere.
Altuve, I think, like, can get lost in the crowd. Like, he's so short. Like,
no, but he's a little.
I mean, I know he radiates. Like,
now, any little person you see, don't you think the first thing is that Altuve?
No.
Okay.
No,
isn't it?
No, I don't look at little people and think Altuve.
You don't? I do. I go, man, just that looks like, oh, it's
that
not.
Could have been.
It's not. It's not. So I get excited. Maybe
that a potential Hall of Famer is in your presence. What do you mean?
A smaller person.
You said a little person.
No, I meant a smaller person.
I do know people who have seen Altuve shopping at HEB.
Of course he shops at HEB. Well, where else would he shop? He's got to shop at HEB.
That's what the only place that people have seen him out, at a restaurant or
is
bar.
Is it safe for Scott to use the Astros again after the scandal? Is it safe for him to go? I know it's not safe for any Texans.
Certainly not.
No, it's not safe for any Rockets.
Why would he want any current Rocket in his commercials?
No. It would just be like hiring extras to do a commercial.
Is it safe to go back to the Astros, Scott?
I mean, it's locally. Why not?
Well, right. I mean, but I don't know. Did he stay? I don't think we saw any Astros commercials last summer.
I don't remember.
No.
He was last still year,
with the Deshaun train.
Last year, their budget may have been a little jacked up because of COVID, too.
And how do you film commercial? You mean just even the old ones, right?
Yeah, I don't think grocery stores were hurting less during COVID. Grocery stores did just fine.
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah. People had to go buy.
They still had
always had to go buy food.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's the supply chain, whatever. I don't remember any HEB commercials. Certainly they weren't filming any new ones.
No, but it's like everybody, Scott's like, what the hell? I mean,
Scott's the curse. We all know that.
No, he's not the curse. It's just, hey, I feel bad for him. He's like, can we find somebody that doesn't do stuff with masseuses? And is there any way we can find someone who's a pretty good player?
Is recognizable, has a personality at least. Hell, I settle for Brock Osweiler. I'll take anyone. Give me somebody.
I think Miles Straw is next up on his list.
Is Miles Straw recognizable without a jersey on?
Well, I mean, Scott's like, well, I don't think he's doing anything with masseuses.
Michael Brantley.
And we're going to have to settle for Miles Straw.
Michael Brantley can't do a commercial?
Man, Michael Brantley. What about Uncle Mike?
Yeah.
He deserves a commercial.
Uncle Mike does. Especially after that hit last night. All right. So that was Lance on the show before us. Right here on ESPN. And I don't know that he's wrong. Maybe that was a good list, I guess.
Just kowtowing the national media.
Yeah. Oh, you notice how he got up for that.
And was chipper. Was aware. Didn't delve into Banshee at any point. Didn't distract the segment to talk about Banshee. How come he didn't bring up Banshee on their show?
Yeah.
Hey, guys,
We didn't finish it.
Hey, guys, I know you brought me on for this specific thing, but I got to tell you about this show that hasn't been on the air for like 6 years.
Yeah. Have you guys seen what they do in this thing? A lot of smashing.
They do stuff on
There's a lot of smashing going on. Time to talk right now. And when we come back, oh, by the way, Bill Worrell joins us at the top of the hour right here on ESPN 97.
That's not nice.
So Bill Worrell announcing his retirement yesterday.
I wasn't responding to that. I was just responding to a text. That's not nice. Dearly departed. It's on the tweet. It's on the text. You see it.
Anyway, so 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. If you've got your thoughts on that or anything else, you're more than welcome to get in here.
People are responding. There isn't a rocket that could get the last table at Olive Garden from H-Town, Lowtown.
Is that our nicest restaurant now?
Well, he's just saying the rocket's at our level where Olive Garden would just wave him away. Sorry, no endless bowl for you, sir.
Scott is no longer at HEB.
I didn't know that.
That's what somebody said. Rich said that. I didn't know that. What happened to Scott? Oh, my goodness. What? No one told me that. Time for me to talk about, I know who's still there. Scott McGrath is still there. There's a Scott that's still at his place. Scott McGrath. McGrath Pest Control. We got the mosquito murdering system at the house, and it's unbelievable, guys. And if you're somebody that's going to spend a lot of time in the backyard, you got a pool, you got the kids want to be out there, you got an outdoor patio, you got an outdoor kitchen. Well, guess what? You need the mosquito murdering system. It's unbelievable. The installation was excellent. Everything about it, the technology is second to none. You are going to love your mosquito murdering system at McGrath Pest Control. It'll keep your yard mosquito free, totally safe for you and your family, not safe for mosquitoes. McGrath Pest Control, they do it all. I've been with McGrath Pest Control forever. They're back with us now that we're back into the house, and I love them. Termites, mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs. You got to keep everything. Rodents, if you've got any kind of a rodent problem or whatever kind of problem in the backyard, Scott McGrath can take care of it. At McGrathPestControl.com, 281-469-8240, 281-469-8240.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5. Real fun sports. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, it's 7:33 on ESPN 97.5. If you want in, 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776. Over-under on how many Texans games will start at noon?
Well, they're 17. Guaranteed one primetime game.
Yes.
Thursday night.
So that's 16. 16 games. Now, don't forget, though, last year their Thursday night game was a noon. Was an 11:30 start. It was Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah. But they're not going to put them on Thanksgiving again.
No, they can't. They're not playing the Cowboys or the Lions, right? Yeah.
So it'll be a night. That's one night game. One primetime game against whoever. We'll find that out later today. I think 16 of them is a good bet.
Yeah.
Maybe they go out west. They go out west, right?
Yeah, they've got two road games on the West Coast.
So now they were down to 14. Yeah.
Of the 14, I'm going to say 14.
I like that number.
I think that's a pretty good number if you want to know the truth. Why would you put them in the afternoon?
I don't know why. I mean, bad teams wind up in the afternoons, but it's usually because of a West Coast game. I can't find any reason why a game against a team on the East Coast or in their own time zone would be late. Unless they just want – how many really good teams do they play? Really good teams get late slots sometimes just because there will be eyes on them. But I can't think of it. You have to go down that schedule and see how many good teams they play on the road, and maybe they want to put a really good team late. But 14 is a good number.
I think 14 out of 14 are going to be of the possibility of the possible noon games, 14. Okay, under over 13.5. Which way are you going?
Because of what I laid out, I would go under, but only because you had it at 13.5. If it was 13, I would have just said, no, 13's the right 13 number.
And a half.
Yeah, 13.5 is the perfect number, and I would go under because who knows? The Texans may play a team late in the year. Who's their final opponent? Actually, we don't know that. Their final opponent may be in playoff positioning, so they may flex a game to late. There are all these type of deals that might happen, so I'm going to go, I would say, 13 games.
At noon,
because there's always a possibility of a flex. Not because of them, but because of who they're playing.
Well, we're not talking about the original schedule as it sets right now. Yes.
I'll still say 13 because they may play a really good team.
No, I don't think that. I think every one of 14. Them is going to be early. There is no reason, especially against a really good team. Why would you want that in the prime time, in the afternoon slot?
Okay, so their road games, they go to San Francisco, so that's one of the two. That'll be late.
Under over on week.
And they go to Arizona.
Under over on week that they're in the Thursday slot.
You would want to do it early, right?
I thought
the Jags would have been maybe week two.
Well, isn't that going to be considered week two?
What do you mean?
Well, week one is going to be Bucks. And Cowboys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I would have thought that, yeah, okay, so they may be, it may be Titans in on the next Thursday.
Possibly.
Because you got to put the Texans early. You have to.
Would you put Zach Wilson in primetime early against the Texans?
That would be nice.
It would be a home game for the Texans.
Yeah, that would be nice. Well, you got back-to-back rookie starters in Trevor Lawrence and then
David
Zach Wilson.
Cully era begins 2-0.
And how about that? I don't believe that.
No, I don't.
Not for
either.
A second. Not for a second.
Quick update on Scott McClellan. He is still the president of HEB.
Okay. He's just not on the commercials?
Previously he served as the president of HEB's Houston operations, but now he's all of HEB.
So he's got a promotion.
Oh. I said they got a commercial still with Carlos in it and Orbit. And apparently,
one where Bregman built the stadium out of food.
Yeah, Bregman's building the stadium, and Altuve's on the organ, right?
Speaking of music, Art, I'm not playing the music. If you have a problem with, did you know who to talk to? I'm sure he's muted you already. But
he's been blocked and muted, reported, Art, and everything.
You may have an issue.
What is going on with you two?
I don't understand. Well, maybe
we could get together for a drink. You and Art.
Sure, yeah.
Does Art make public appearances?
Tell him to bring his boxing gloves.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Look, Art, I understand you have a problem, but I can't solve that problem. I'm not playing the music today. It's a Tyler thing. It's a Tyler joint. And if you don't like it, maybe you should play nice.
Yeah, maybe if you were a nicer person, Art, then Tyler would play the kind of music that you wanted. Maybe he wouldn't have to block you if you were a nice person. Okay?
Yeah.
Art. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5. Let's hold off this Sean story. Mike Florio, I don't know that it's coming out with any information, but there's some interesting stuff. Bill Worrell is going to join us at the top of the hour right here on ESPN 97.5. Bill Worrell is retiring. He's going to be done. He has been doing just home games for the Rockets. And he's decided that he's just going to shut it all down and just play golf every day. And I certainly cannot hold that.
I wonder.
Him.
Sounds familiar.
It does sound familiar to me.
Is he adding poker to his daily
routine? I don't know that he plays
well?
Poker.
Maybe
I think
buckets of Coors Light.
You see, Bill, he's got that. He's out on the golf course every day. He's got that. I'm out on the golf course every day.
He has one hand more tan than the other.
That's right. Yeah, you're wearing that glove all the time, so. Yeah, your right hand is definitely going to be a lot darker than your left hand is going to be. So,
but Bill knows he's on TV, so he doesn't wear hats that would make his forehead really white.
Well, he's got a lot of hair as opposed to Stuart Sink.
That also is a thing for him as well.
Yeah. But he also doesn't do the glasses so that you look like a raccoon.
Yes.
Right.
He's aware he makes TV appearances quite consistently. I wonder if the fortunes of the team, like, you know, if you're an announcer, it's exciting to be calling games for a good team. So I wonder how long this has been in the works for him. Like, if they were a title team, would he have hung on to see if things would go well, or he decided, you know what, for the foreseeable future, I'm going to be calling games for a bad basketball team. Maybe it's time to step away.
Yeah, I'm really tired of this.
Yeah.
Is there any reason for me really to be showing up for this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so. It doesn't seem like a good time to me. Watching him lose by 20 every night, it's got to be difficult.
He had to learn the names of like 29 different players this year for the Rockets.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Who's this guy?
What? What 10-day contract guy am I talking about today?
I mean, who the hell is this now? I don't have any idea. Anyway, so he's going to join us on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we will talk about this. Mike Florio writing about the odds. Who's the favorite for Deshaun Watson next?
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Do you think that it's appropriate? Do you think I'm going to get called by Laura, HR, because I'm forcing interns to do stuff?
I don't think you should phrase it that way.
Well, without any context, yes. I'm making Will pick my fantasy golf team.
That's a different thing than what you said.
That's a different do stuff.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm forcing interns to do stuff.
Yeah.
Is not a phrase you should ever say.
Hey, Will, pick my team. Hurry up.
That is a little different than what you said.
I'm forcing them to do something.
Don't say that. Don't say it.
Is that inappropriate behavior?
I think
It can be.
It can be, but Will appears to not feel forced. He's doing it.
Unless he got right to it.
Did you coerce him to do it?
I did not coerce him. I just said,
ill-gotten gains off of this?
I hope there's going to be ill-gotten gains.
Would you break Will off something if it works out for
you? Absolutely.
All right, then.
He sucked at it last time, though, by the way.
Why are you letting him do it again?
Because I'm too lazy to do it. Because maybe he'll do it better this time.
I don't like any of this. They were bad at it the first time, but you're giving them another chance to do it. I don't like any of this.
Do it better this time.
Good luck, Will.
Let's go, Will.
You're letting the older man force you to do stuff. Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know, Matt. I'm afraid Laura's going to be calling me in.
Is that what your parents thought was going to happen when they let you go off to IMG to play golf?
Yeah. That you'd be
that you would
picking
become,
fantasy
you
teams?
Picking fantasy golf guys for this dude?
Yeah. Well, he has hosted a golf show, too.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
He's a host. But he's been the host the last 2 weeks of the Charlie Epps Golf Hour.
I mean, I
think Charlie wants to hire him, too, to write. Charlie's the president of the Spirit.
I think he will mention that.
Yeah.
He's on the way to getting a writing gig.
Charlie, I don't know if you don't even know what the Spirit is. It's amateur golfers from all over the world come in here and play at Whispering Pines, and Charlie's the president of it now, and he's got all kinds of stuff. So, Will, I think he's going to get Will to be doing stuff for him. He's going to pay him, unlike me.
I guess my nickname of Will the Washout gets buried.
Yeah.
Now that he's going to do stuff.
How about that?
He's a working, paid, is he a golf
expert?
Who knows?
I think Charlie's going to pay him. We don't know.
Well, it's a question. See. Is he going to be like Brett Favre?
No, he's actually going to do some work.
If you guys don't know the story, Brett Favre owes the state of Mississippi $600,000.
This is an old story. This happened before.
Well, recently he paid them, like, they paid him $1.1 million for, like, some speaking engagements or something. He didn't show up to them.
Why would he?
Well, yeah, exactly.
Just give me my money.
Yeah. I thought part of this was built into, like, he got PPP loans.
The auditors got into Mississippi's ass about where all their money was going, and they found out, what is this stuff? Why is Brett Favre getting this? So the story broke that Brett Favre was given $1.1 million for doing nothing. Brett, you went to Southern Miss. Only like SEC athletes get this type of deal where they get money for doing nothing. You went to Southern Miss. That doesn't work for you. See, that's why you're in trouble. So when the story broke, he gave back $500,000. Turns out he was $600,000 short, and he never.
Yeah, I could have swore that story is a couple of years old.
Yeah, it happened. Apparently, the story came out. Then he paid him in May of 2020, $500,000, and with the promise of paying the rest. Never did. Yeah,
come up with it, Brett. All right. So this Mike Florio story. Mike Florio wrote this: the longer the silence lingers, the greater the possibility that the cases will eventually be solved. We're talking about Deshaun Watson, allowing the Texans to trade Watson to a new team before the start of training camp. And in what Florio wrote, the headline of the story was, silence persists regarding Deshaun Watson's situation. And it's a good thing. It really is. I mean, we had the back and forth and it was just ugly, ugly, ugly for a while. Every few days, stuff would come out about Deshaun, and then the retort by Rusty. And what the best thing, honestly, is that there's nothing. The silence is awesome about this, because it seems like when that happens, you will soon see an end to all of this. With the caveat that the trade would happen in 2022. Peter King has Philly and Carolina at 3-1 each, Washington at 5-1, Denver 6-1, Houston at 8-1, New Orleans 9-1, Miami at 10-1, Minnesota 20, Pittsburgh 25, and the field at 35-1. So Philly and Carolina appear to be still the favorites. We'll see, obviously. Now, The thought here is that this could happen before the start of training camp.
Yeah, Florio goes on to give his odds, at least the Pro Football Talk odds. He has for 2021, 4-1, the Dolphins. The Pro Football Talk has been on a bit of a, I don't know if crusade is the word, but to destabilize, I guess, the Dolphins quarterback situation, despite what they said about Tua being the guy. They thought they would draft a guy at six and with if the quarterback they like was available when there was no indication of that. So they've been pushing this for a little bit, but he has the Dolphins as a favorite to make the trade, which would have been a better idea. Now, they have some draft capital, but next year's pick is the San Francisco pick. I have my questions about, because they traded a pick away to move back up to six. That pick belongs to the Eagles now, but they have San Francisco's pick, part of the 3-12 trade, those trades that happened on the same day. But the San Francisco pick, if people think San Francisco's going to be really good, that's not a great pick for the Texans. I have my questions. Kyle Shanahan has like 3 double-digit loss seasons, but people think they're going to be good this year. That's not a great pick for the Texans at 24, whatever San Francisco lands. So the Dolphins have far less draft capital than the Eagles will have.
Yeah. You know, the Eagles probably will. I mean, if last year is any indication, the Eagles are going to be bad again. Jalen Hurts is their quarterback. You know, they did pick up Devontae Smith, but who do you figure? The Dolphins will have a better season than the Eagles, right?
Probably. Well, if things go right.
Both are in pretty weak divisions. But the Bills are the best team in either division.
But he's suggesting a trade for 2021, which wouldn't have any – the season wouldn't have any impact on that. Peter King's thought is after the season 2022 the trade will happen. He's talking about 2021.
Right, that Deshaun would actually – it.
That seems unlikely to
me. It does seem unlikely.
Yeah.
He's talking about the trade happening before the start of training camp. If everything is done – the police dropped their investigation because the victims, alleged victims, have decided to drop their cases against Deshaun Watson and not cooperate with police. If all the settlements are done, the NFL still has its investigation. There's still the suspension, which will happen, which probably is going to be at a minimum of 8 games. Now, if Deshaun doesn't play for 8 games for the new team, there's a good possibility that there'll be a high draft pick.
Yeah, but why would any team, and since he has the Dolphins as a favorite, 4-1, why would a team with playoff aspirations make that trade without any real knowledge of when he's going to be back? Like, you're pretty much wasting a season. Now, like, because if
so, these odds have changed because he had the Dolphins at 10-1. This is via NBC Sports. Uh-huh. Dolphins 4-1, Eagles 5-1, Panthers 8-1, Washington 10-1, Broncos 12. Florio had it. Philly and Carolina were both 3-1. Yeah. And Washington 5-1.
Well, at least from what I'm reading on the article on Pro Football Talk, with the caveat that trade would happen in 2022, King, which is Peter King, has Philly and Carolina at 3-1, and then Florio was. With his small paragraph, as we see it in the light of ongoing silence, here are the current odds for Watson for 2021. So King, 2022, he doesn't expect to trade really soon. Apparently, NBC Sports and Mike Florio think it could happen sooner.
Yeah.
I don't foresee a team who thinks they can make the playoffs making a trade, because if you make the trade, say the Texans don't even want Tua. They want the pick so they can draft their own guy. Deshaun doesn't play for 8 games, and you're still starting Tua Tagovailoa. How does a team operate that way? So I just don't get how anything can be done before the season.
Wouldn't Tua Tagovailoa be part of the trade?
You would assume, but yeah. You don't know that Deshaun's going to play. So now you have Jacoby Brissett as your starting quarterback waiting?
Yeah, especially if you think you're a playoff team.
Yeah,
right.
I just don't see how it works that way.
Yeah. I think the whole thing is difficult. I don't buy this before training camp thing at all. I think that whatever team was going to get Deshaun Watson is going to pay a higher premium for him if the suspension is over.
Yes. And I think the Texans, I mean, they're not, I don't know that they're run well, but what sense does it make to make a deal before you know what the picks are? Like, wouldn't you want to go through the 2021 season?
Yeah.
And see what the picks are?
Yeah.
And see, okay, all right.
Well, can you sit on Deshaun Watson that long, though? That's the question, whether or not Caserio, because this is going to be the biggest decision in team history, whether or not he's going to be able to have the patience and have the ability to hold, let's get top value. And top value is not coming before training camp.
I think it's in the Texans' best interest if Deshaun is taken out of hand. Deshaun is suspended for the year.
Yeah.
Because you don't have to worry about bringing him back after eight games, whatever it might be. He's out for the year. So he's gone. You don't even have to worry about him being around. And whatever happens legally happens. And then you have a fresh start in 2022. You know where the picks are. You know who's bad. You know who's really desperate. And you can make a decision that way. If it's murky where he's coming back during the season and you have to make a decision, I don't think it helps him at all.
I don't think it does either. I don't think, and whatever team is getting him, knowing that he has to sit and on that suspension is going to kill their season. So 713-780-3776, the number, if you would like to get in here. Well, wait, you can't because Bill Worrell is going to join us on the other side. If you've got any questions, why don't you tweet it to us at John Granato, at Delvey2, at Tyler Drew Scott. You can do that here on ESPN 97.5. We'll talk with Bill Worrell, who is retiring from the Houston sports scene. We'll find out what he's got going on, his favorite moments, and everything else. Bill Worrell next on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. When I'm in that mouth, I go bad face. Pain pill, took a double dose. Got a bank roll with some iron on me. They told you I was a real nigga. They wasn't lying. Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.